American Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Jeff Bliss. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, and the California scene requires updating constantly. We go to the story that was before the pandemic and will be after the pandemic, homelessness in California. We start at Venice Beach. Jeff has introduced me to something I cannot explain, this very pricey oceanfront with huge homes tucked in, and a boardwalk that looks luxurious for people to roller skate, to walk, to sashay, to enjoy themselves in the summertime, has turned into one long, threatening homeless camp, not unlike what I remember Riverside Drive walkway looked like in the early 1990s, with people abusing drugs, abusing each other, and indifferent to law and order and to the people who ordinarily stroll down the boardwalk. We've watched this for several weeks and not been back to the story because what can be done? Except, Jeff, a very good evening to you. Is there now a debate to end Venice Beach homeless camp, or are they teasing us at the LA Council? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. There is actually a debate. You're having not just the debate in city council chambers and LA County Supervisor chambers, but you're having a debate in some of the areas of West LA where Venice Beach is, where people are saying, you know, we've had enough. We've got to find some solutions beyond just dumping more money in there, beyond setting up another program, beyond putting them in some sort of subsidized housing. We've got to find a way to eliminate it. And meanwhile, while we're trying to deal with it, we've got to find a way to police the situations, especially in places like Venice Beach, where in some instances, crime has increased. And it's strange when you see the numbers, you think, am I seeing 11%? No. Am I seeing 110%? No. We're seeing 1,100%. In other words, 1,100% increases. You're seeing felony arrests increased by 81%. It's just the numbers like that, you just go across the board and they are astronomical. It's so hard to believe that this is the 21st century. We thought all of that was taken care of. We got through all the problems with the crime of the 60s and 70s going out of control. But we've gone back, and not only have we've gone back harder, and we've gone back worse than we were before in many instances. And it really is the crime in many ways that's driving the outcry, because while they were willing to put up with some of the trash and some of the other inconveniences that came with homelessness along Venice Beach and other parts of L.A., they're now starting to get hit by the crime, and that's affecting them in so many ways, whether they're being robbed, whether they're dealing with arson problems or people that are passed out or even dying on their property from fentanyl and other drugs. It's just an out of control situation. And the citizens are tired of people like Mike Bonham, the famous city councilman there who represents that area, talking a lot about it, but not doing much to take care of their interests.
Los Angeles in general is now moving to restrict camping, which would be a way of restricting homeless camps. But here's the puzzle. Eric Garcetti is said to be a successful mayor. I recall during the depths of the pandemic, wasn't he cutting off water and electricity to people who were having parties? Parties! Because he said that they were super spreader events. What is a homeless camp but a super spreader event?
That's exactly right. And they've been looking at some of those camps as areas that were problem areas for the COVID outbreak. Unfortunately for those poor people, many of them who are dealing with mental illness or drug substance abuse problems, you know, and they don't have any other place to live. I'm not excusing what goes on. I'm just explaining that, you know, as you point out, those were hot spots for it. But they're not, you know, it's not politically conducive or, you know, anything like that for Garcetti and his followers. And the whole problem with homelessness has been hanging over the city council and the supervisors and the mayor's office for several years now. So we've reached this breaking point. And I argue that one of the reasons that Garcetti did not do better when he tried to run for president the last time around, why he didn't get better numbers is because everyone knew the problems he was facing at home in Los Angeles. Heck, if he can't deal with the streets right around City Hall where he works, how can he help out the rest of America? And people were saying that. And I think, you know, he wasn't going to really go far in the Democratic primaries, but that certainly kept him from getting out of anywhere past, you know, 1 or 2%.
We go north to San Jose. San Jose and the homeless encampments. A federal agency demands closure. So the feds are telling San Jose, and I guess Sacramento, that they must close the camp, and will they obey?
That's a good question. I think you'll find them obeying because you have Democratic mayors in those cities, Democratic machines, and they'll want to try to work as closely as they can with the White House, especially if it means that they'll be getting some money out of it. But it just shows you how bad things have gotten if that means the White House is going to step in. There's kind of a cynical thought that this is just for show, and we'll see what happens down the line. But just to let you know how bad the situation has got in San Jose for, you know, that's right in the heart of Silicon Valley. It's often held up as an exemplar for, you know, much of the rest of California, if not the country. The homeless situation there is so bad that it is now encroaching on San Jose International Airport. We're not talking about a little puddle jumper airport. We're talking about a major international airport, one that San Jose and Silicon Valley and the San Francisco area counts on a great deal. And they're having problems with the homeless encroaching on the airport operation area. So that's just how bad things are getting in some parts of Northern California.
Mayor Daryl Steinberg of San Jose is looking at an order on the city of Sacramento. So this is the capital where all of the supermajority, right, supermajority Democrats gather. They've got a homeless problem in Sacramento they can't clean up. I remember a year or so ago, before the pandemic, it's all vague now, there were homeless people at the legislature's house. I think they were camped out in front of City Hall in Sacramento. And We're identifying Los Angeles as passive. The state capital is passive. So what is it, Jeff? What is the argument that keeps people from protecting the commons? Because that's what's happening here. The commons is under attack, and the people who are elected and appointed and empowered with police power will not protect it.
It's a good point you bring up about the commons, because one of the thoughts on this is that if you let people do that, if you let them step on what we call the commons, then eventually people are going to be willing to say, okay, I'll pay for it. We'll take care of it. We can mandate it as long as it's somewhere else. Whereas they wouldn't have been able to get that support to have a program for it if it was happening, you know, three blocks or three cities over. But now that it's moved into their front yard or their place of business or the commons, they're willing to say, look, I'll take care of it. I'll fund it. We'll put it somewhere else. This whole effort by Steinberg, as well as others in California and across the country, is part of a progressive push to declare a right to housing for everybody. And that means everything from, you know, providing shelter to raising taxes. And when we talk about providing shelter, it covers things like, you know, more eminent domain, more changes to zoning, moving more, you know, low-cost housing into middle and upper income areas. So it's not going to be something that happens without a lot of friction. As a matter of fact, it's starting to happen quite a bit. And, you know, not in California, for example, but in Buckhead, which is in Atlanta, a very nice area, that mayor and the progressives in Georgia are trying to do the same thing, where they're saying, look, there's a right to housing. There's a right to low-cost housing for low-income people. And they're changing the shape, the look of Buckhead right now, almost overnight. They want the same thing in Sacramento, and they're talking about it for other cities in California. It's actually been something that they've been talking about in Sacramento and the legislature among the more progressive wing for probably a couple decades.
Jeffrey Katzenberg, the very famous Katzenberg, I believe, once upon a time of Walt Disney and all those wonderful magical movies of the 1990s. He's described briefly as a Hollywood mogul. He's worried about the homeless. Are the homeless in Hollywood?
Oh my, yes. The homeless are in Hollywood. They're around, you know, Hollywood butts right up against kind of the downtown LA area. So it's not a big leap to think that the people in LA are going to bleed over into Hollywood and some of the nice areas there. But you know, Katzenberg, to the best of my knowledge, for the most part lives in Malibu, which is a bit more secluded. They do have a few homeless there. And they do stand out because there are so few, but Malibu is secluded. They're out there for a reason, so they can get away from all the problems of LA. But Katzenberg, who was one third of that famous studio, Spielberg, Katzenberg, and Geffen, is a huge player in not only Hollywood, but California politics. So as somebody who's very progressive, he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's trying to get a commission formed. He's trying to, you know, learn about the situation. He keeps telling everybody. But he's also trying to be a player. And, you know, along with being that kind of player is a lot of money, and you have to say, where's that money going to? Which candidates is it going to? And why is it going to them? It's more than just homelessness.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We turn now to the politics that Jeff mentions, the politics of California, starting with the recall that now has a date. There's a date for the recall vote for Governor Gavin Newsom and other political twists in San Francisco and throughout the state. Also, an update on the wildfires of Northern California. This is Pacific Watch, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.